Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, we're all getting an income tax cut, so that's something to get out of bed for on a Wednesday morning. It's the main story on the front of the Irish Independent. Income tax cuts are firmly on the table for the budget after Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers signalled a softening of Fianna Fáil's stance on supports for workers. Now Jack Chambers says personal taxation is a priority and last year's budget didn't give workers a break. Now, previously, Jack Chambers was kind of cautious about this, but we have a surplus surging to 9 billion euros. So we're going to get some income tax cuts. And I presume the squeezed middle will be jumping up and down about that in particular. The Irish Times goes with Daniel Kinahan as its main story. Daniel Kinahan is set to go on trial at the Special Criminal Court in Dublin on one single criminal charge. The state plans to produce evidence it says proves the 48-year-old has been the leader of the Kinahan cartel for years as its undisputed director of operations. And according to the Irish Times, the guards reckon they have secured evidence proving Kinahan has been in an unparalleled position of power and influence at the top of Irish organised crime, controlling and directing other senior criminal figures. And most of the evidence goes back to 2015, 2016, 2017. And of course, Daniel Kinahan, I'm sure, will deny all of that. The Irish Daily Star, we're not done yet. This is the Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, who says the arrest of Daniel Kinahan is not the end of the Garda investigation into the cartel. The Garda Commissioner was asked about Christy Kinahan, Dapper Don, as some people call him, and also brother Christy Jr. And the Garda Commissioner said, our investigation into this group absolutely continues. Irish Daily Mail says there's a row at Cabinet. Now, according to the Mail, there's a row at Cabinet every week, but today there's another row at Cabinet after ministers were told they would have to cover the overspending in the Department of Education. The Mail reported last month that the Department of Education needs a bailout totalling more than 4 billion euro in the past 3 years. Some are blaming this on incompetence in the department, but now collective responsibility across government departments is being imposed. So basically all the ministers have to shoulder the burden of the bailouts in education. The Irish Daily Mirror also goes with the Garda Commissioner on its front page. We'll rain on your blockades. Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly has set up special teams to hunt down anyone who broke the law during the fuel blockades, which caused chaos 2 weeks ago. And incident rooms are targeting people who harassed Gardaí online and in person. Irish Examiner goes back to Leo Varadkar's comments about urban versus rural. So Leo Varadkar has obviously come under fire for his comments on people living in rural Ireland. But now they have found out in the Examiner that Leo Varadkar previously warned against creating an artificial divide between rural and urban Ireland, something which he's now being accused of. But he said in the past we shouldn't play one off against the other. This was back in 2021. Now he's saying people in rural Ireland are very quick to tell people in urban Ireland that we're the real workers, we're the one paying the bills, we're the ones feeding the country. We need to be a little more blunt in urban Ireland and say, actually, that's not the case. We are the ones paying all the bills and you are the ones who are in receipt of a lot of subsidies and tax benefits that other people don't get. Some in the rural Ireland community feel that his comments are sort of pitting one against the other, and Leo Varadkar has said in the past that we shouldn't be doing that. Now, inside the papers in the Star, a really sick story here. This is the family of Limerick siblings Scarlett and Jason Faulkner have had to warn the public about fake online fundraising pages set up in the wake of their deaths. And the family members have issued a video statement after multiple scam accounts, kind of fake GoFundMes essentially, were set up falsely claiming to be raising money for funeral costs. And the family say they will be paying all of the expenses themselves and they're urging people not to engage with the fraudulent appeals. This happens the whole time and it's just really, really sickening. If you have hay fever and you're wondering why it's going on for ages, the news in the papers today is that hay fever lasts a lot longer now than it used to. For hay fever sufferers, the misery only gets worse because you now must endure hay fever for up to 2 weeks longer than you would have back in the 1990s. So there's a prolonged pollen season now due to climate change, and the Mail says this is increasing the amount of time people are exposed to allergens, unfortunately. Now we have complaints about movies. This is in the Mail. And one person was very annoyed about Hamlet being too raunchy, and they complained several times to the Irish Film Classification Office. But they're giving out about the sex scene between Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal. They reckoned that it was too much for 12-year-olds. Other films attracting complaints were 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, The Housemaid, Wuthering Heights, Anaconda, and One Battle After Another. But one person complained several times because they felt that the scene in Hamlet was quite visceral and intense for a preteen audience, which is interesting because I thought you wouldn't bring a 12-year-old to see Hamlet because of the devastating scenes of children dying, but actually it was the sex scene that people weren't happy with in it. A couple of final stories for you, one in the Star, which tells us that the average pet owner's phone has 20% more pictures of their dogs than of their partner. A poll of 2,000 people revealed they have about 176 pictures of their four-legged friends on their device, and they only have 147 pictures of their other half. Pets also outnumber other loved ones. People have just 65 photos of their parents and 57 of their best friends on average. My phone barely has any pictures of me. Even my house is all pictures of the dog, to be honest. So kind of understand that survey. And we have another survey in the Eye, which tells us about the most annoying things that people do. And among the most annoying everyday experiences for people are people who jump queues and loud chewers. 15% of those surveyed get exasperated by cryptic social media posts, and 43% are left fuming by lateness. So number one most annoying thing people can do is queue jumping, followed by chewing loudly, then playing videos without your headphones on, people being late, people putting their feet on public transport. This one really annoys me. People who walk slowly kills me, particularly in a shopping centre. Shouting unnecessarily on the phone, when you spill something on just washed clothes, public transport being late, and stubbing your toe. These are the everyday things that annoy people the most.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.